a rural town in southern New Jersey, holds a festival that draws hundreds of Japanese Americans. And as Taylor Jung reports, it's a history that has ties to the current political climate surrounding immigration.
A Buddhist temple is tucked away in an unlikely place, Seabrook, New Jersey, home to Seabrook Farms, known for its frozen cream spinach. Less known is its history as a community that welcomed Japanese Americans who were interned during World War II. And every year, the town welcomes people back with a traditional Japanese Buddhist celebration, the Obon Festival. It honors the spirits of ancestors with a day spent eating Japanese food, listening to taiko drums, and watching traditional dancing. Even though many of the town's former residents have moved away, a small fraction of people do come back to see old friends and family.
It's like, are you going to go back to Seabrook this Obon? It's not, are you going back to Seabrook this Thanksgiving? Obon is the excuse to come back.
Dr. Sonny Yamasaki's parents arrived at Seabrook when they were teenagers. He lives in Florida now, but he returns to see his family.
There's this mythical sense about Seabrook.
The farm was founded by Charles Seabrook and was a major food supplier for the U.S. military during the war.
Seabrook is known in the Japanese community across the country. The Japanese Americans have heard of Seabrook and never been here, right? Because it's so small, but they've heard of it.
That's because during the war, Seabrook had a labor shortage. So, Charles Seabrook sent recruiters to internment camps where Japanese Americans were forced to live. He advertised in camp newspapers, and internees who could pass a loyalty test were able to move to the farm.
He provided them work, he provided them a place to live.
Colonel Michael Asada is Yamasaki's childhood friend.
And a new life. Over 2,500 Japanese Americans came to South Jersey.
After growing up in Seabrook, Asada left to serve in the military. He eventually came back to New Jersey to take care of his aging parents. Asada, his family, and many other Japanese Americans formed a community there and eventually built a Buddhist temple. The former internees worked in various aspects of Seabrook Farms, in the office, on the distribution lines, or in the fields. Obon, which was once part of countless Japanese traditions observed in Seabrook, is now one of the temple's few remaining events. Some Japanese American activists are drawing parallels between Japanese internment and current deportations enacted by the Trump administration. The travel ban on Muslims from some countries has also dredged up old feelings. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld the ban. But Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote in a dissenting opinion that the court was making the same mistake it had in Korematsu v. United States. In that case, the court ruled that internment was constitutional. Asada says he fears the country is making the same mistake.
I wake up every day thinking I'm in a, I wouldn't say dream, but just a nightmare at times, because I'm thinking, I cannot believe just the rhetoric that I hear that goes around.
And for that reason, Asada hopes to preserve Seabrook's history, to remind generations that the legacy of internment lives on, even in the most unexpected places. Taylor Jung, WNYC News.